he's a music theater nerd. And he knows what the Sound of Music's about.
Yeah, we all saw The Pacifier.
Vin Diesel?
Yes. Hi, if you got that reference, we're probably the same age, Annie.
And if you do get the reference, people are gonna beat you for watching lame movies that are just shell out for money.
Minty.
Minty.
And it's Fun and Tired where we serve every podcast with a C-U-N-T. See you next Tuesday.
So, it's episode 7 of RuPaul's Drag Race season 16, and we're doing The Sound of Music.
This guy right here don't remember shit. Back in school, when everyone was in band class, and the teacher had to give everyone the instrument, so they had to test you to be like, oh, I wish one can you actually do, before inevitably giving you clarinet, that means you have no skill whatsoever. He would play The Sound of Music. So I watched The Sound of Music twice.
What was the point of that?
It's because he had to go 1v1 and test you to see how skilled you are.
Oh, and then you would watch a movie?
Yeah.
I studied during those times.
Sad. So I'm basically Plasma.
I guess that makes me Maya.
That makes you Dawn, because you hate musicals. Speaking of which, I cannot believe Dawn was bitter that Q won. It's like, what? I had fashion. She looked like a fairy. And I was like, am I having a stroke? Dawn, isn't your whole thing that you look like a fairy?
Don't gaslight me, bitch.
Like, that was weird, right?
Yeah, but I think it's also just like, there's a time and place to do one or the other. I guess she thought this isn't fairy time, it's couture time.
Well, come on, Teletubbies, take me to Mars.
I mean, Q definitely won that.
Well, moving on to the main channel, as we said, was the Woozical. So, how do you solve a problem like Mariah?
Is that a reference?
It's a song where basically Maria in The Sound of Music was a nun. And they're like, how do you solve a problem like Maria? That's not how the tune goes. I'm just tone deaf.
Okay.
And the answer was make her a babysitter of the Von Trapp family.
Was she abandoned?
No, I mean, you joined a covenant for all the reasons why you would join a monastery back then. I guess teenage pregnancy.
To prevent it.
I actually saw so many shows in the 2000s like, our daughter is pregnant. She has to become a nun.
That is true.
So, three people vied for the main role. Sophia, the opera singer. Plasma, the theater kid. And for some reason, Morphine.
This is clearly the role for Plasma. It was weird that anyone else would try.
Sophia could have tried. She was a fan, you know, opera singer.
I do think Sophia could possibly done well as Mariah, but I don't think Plasma could have done well as Mother Supreme.
Yes, you needed that black sassy attitude.
That church energy.
Then Megami said, I want this role. And Q said, no. No, 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 no.
I don't think going by it with rock, paper, scissors is the best way of doing it.
They should have auditioned.
Absolutely.
They should have both stood there and see who could give the most face.
Which was not going to be Megami.
And Q would have won fairly.
Which I guess is hard because you can't, you're right, like, they can't like sing it. They can't say it. They just have to move.
Yeah, they don't know the choreography yet.
Yeah. So I guess this would be a hard one to audition for.
They could reach and be like, who here has the most wins and the most friends? What? It's me, Q? Who would have thought?
So let's go over each queen's performance and the look of I Can Buy Myself Flowers.
Oh, when you said there's no way the song could have been I Can Buy Myself Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Who knew that RuPaul's Drag Race would foresee that Miley Cyrus was gonna win her first Grammy in the 2024 Grammy?
That song won a Grammy?
Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
That's what I'm saying. Anyways, story in order of which they appeared in the Woozical. Sophia Crystal as Mother Superior.
As we already said, you know, the whole lip quivering thing is old school drag. Like, oh, perfect, Sophia.
Yeah, she was super good. She was very energetic. And I thought her look was super, like, explosive.
Oh, I love me a look that can't fit in the door. So pretty, so well done. I have no idea what clown car magic you did to bring that here to RuPaul.
I don't know if it's like the best big flower look. The one I really like is by Akira in the All-Star season. Because Sophia's one is more like just the flower, and you only really get to see the flower part kind of in the back. If I remember correctly, Akira's one was more like you can see like the flowers and the stems, so there was more color, that was more sparkly.
Still impressive. But, right?
No, it was very good. Then Morphine, one of the sisters. I mean, and Maya, right? Because Morphine, Maya, they didn't really do anything.
Hey, Morphine, real fast, little spoiler for the next episode where you said you could have done what Plasma did. No. No, you could not. You barely got this supporting role right, and you thought you could have the main lead.
I mean, I don't really know what Morphine could have done more.
You know what sucked? Melissa McCarthy came and like told Morphine no role was too small. And Morphine's like, you're right, Melissa McCarthy. I should just phone it in.
I don't even know who Melissa McCarthy is. Somebody said Mike and Molly. I'm like, who the fuck watched Mike and Molly? But Maya was clearly on the bottom, especially when that headpiece went in her face. I'm like, is that her fault?
I would think so, because Sasha Colby could do choreography. I'm guessing Maya could. But yeah, Morphine and Maya was completely forgettable.
Yeah, and their looks on the runway were not that great.
If it was polished a bit more, because Morphine's hippie look, I love the concept. Execution-wise, it was a little bit too busy.
And I didn't like the back of the hair being so messy.
Look, my problem was that there's a lot of small accessories. You needed one eye-catching accessory.
Yeah.
Like one flower crown or something.
One big peace sign.
One big peony.
And I like Maya's. I mean, it's red and sparkly. I just like, it also felt kind of messy and clustered. It wasn't like very, there's nothing to draw the eye into. Something specific. And then
the Von Trapps.
Oh, I was like, why isn't Plasma in here? I forgot they had like an introductory number. So Plasma technically came in the end. But the Von Trapp children, Megami, Dawn, Nymphia. Megami's just, I'm telling you, she's been garbage since episode one.
Fun fact, someone said that Nymphia said only one word, banana. No confessional, nothing, you know. Dawn was kind of mean this episode. Not in a, oh, I hate Dawn now kind of way, but more of a, oh my god, Dawn, I think you're the meanest freaky girl that's ever been on Drag Race. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm freaky, so I got bullied a lot. So like, I'm a kind soul, but no one understands me. Dawn's like, I'm weird, and I know I'm better than you.
Who would have guessed that the Rusical brings out the Plain Jane side of all the drag queens? I like Dawn's sassiness. I think she's like smart.
I like Dawn at the beginning, but she kind of became just one note.
No, I fucking love Dawn. Everything Dawn does is fantastic.
Q is everything you wish Dawn was.
How dare you talk to me like that. Love Dawn. You won't win the season.
You think? I think top five. I would be comfortable if Dawn got out during the makeover challenge.
Ooh.
He's like, hey Dawn, you gave yourself your little like look and then you kind of flubbed your guest speaker, the schnauzer.
I think Dawn could be top four. I think it's Dawn, Q, Nymphia, and Saphira.
The storyline, I think Dawn's gonna get booted out by Plain Jane.
No.
Sorry. She's gonna have that Infinity potion. Infinity. Invincibility potion and boot out Dawn.
No. Damn it. Anyways.
I didn't really care for the pine cone joke that Nymphia's character had.
You know what? Sometimes they just have these jokes they keep hammering in.
But you knew Nymphia loved it. That's her version of the banana.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's why she chose the role. I love Dawn and the way she looked as Strudel. And I love Dawn's runway look.
Telling you right now, I hated that runway look. It looked really ugly to me.
It felt very fantasy. Very, like, dark fantasy.
It reminded me of the zombies from Game of Thrones. Whatever
the White Walkers.
Yeah, that's what they were called.
White.
Like, no, I think it's just White Walker. It can't be White Walker. They were ice. Why isn't it called like Dead Ice Zombies?
I don't know. Dawn look-wise was just everything to me. The blonde hair looks so good.
Like, you've been sucking Dawn's dick this whole day.
Go screw yourself. You don't have a favorite queen, so you don't know what it feels like. Your last favorite queen, I feel like, was Rosé.
Yeah, pretty sure.
From season 13.
I like Cameron.
Oh, that's right. You really did like Lady Cameron.
Camden?
Camden. Yes, from 14.
Been a while since I paid my child support.
I mean, ever since the Meet the Queens, I fucking love Dawn.
So Megami struggled. Could not dance. I saw her looking at Plasma a lot to know the dance moves. Like, don't look at Plasma. She had to memorize 10,000 different dance moves. You can't
remember one.
Yeah.
Why the big moves? That was so distracting.
What you do, man?
And then her runway look was just terrible.
Awful. Awful storyline.
Just be the flower girl.
Yeah.
How hard was that? Like, again, there is no anime or cosplay in Megami's drag
repertoire.
There's just no theme, there's no personality, she doesn't say anything with her drag. It's just like disgusting.
Protect all drag? What drag do you have worth protecting?
Oh my god, so pretentious.
Yeah. Nymphia was weird, the final runway.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like theatrics of it, but I thought it was gonna keep going.
I thought it was gonna be more reveals other than the leaves, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure what kind of flowers she was supposed to be.
I mean, I guess it was technically made well.
I did like all the flower stitching.
That was cool. Assuming she made it herself. Then the villains, or the Baron brunettes.
Or the mean girls who use that as an excuse to be bitches in the workroom.
Man, Plain Jane really knows how to cut a bitch down.
Plain Jane really told them all, hey, you know how to get that fucking Emmy? Everyone start being bitchy.
You know, Plain Jane's the one who's like, what? I don't know why you're mad. I'm just telling the truth kind of person. And I was like, God damn, Plain Jane.
I don't know if I would have put Q on top of this challenge.
Don't think I would have either. Because although I admit that she did a better job than Megami, Megami is right. There was no choreo. They really did just walk around. But that, see, that's why I don't like musicals when they're not singing. So they're just lip syncing. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, you know, this is the first musical where I really think Plasma put the fucking work in.
Sure, yeah.
Because I can't think of any other musical where one character was on screen the entire time and had to be in character.
Yeah, that was crazy. So, I mean, Q did okay. I thought Plain Jane and Tsunami were really nothing. Like, I feel like they're just kind of same as Morphine. I don't think they really did better or worse.
I thought overall, you know, they were okay, and then you go through the final runways. Tsunami came as an upside down bouquet, and I really wished all her flowers didn't look fucking wilted.
That's not what it looked like at all.
It's not what it looked like.
It looked like just a dress with a lot of ruffles.
If you told me there was one anime cosplayer in this season, I think I would have guessed Tsunami.
Really?
I don't know why the ribbon around the neck, the whole, oh, this is the whole ribbon behind me. It's very Sailor Moon-esque.
Oh, the Orihime thing?
Yeah.
I would have given it to Dawn as the cosplayer if I had to give it to someone. I thought Q's look was amazing. I thought she was making an Orchid Mantis reference.
Me too, actually.
Right? Because it was like, it was bug-like and it was pink and it was flowers. That was really amazing. Although I did look at her again, I was like, you got like a white panty look. That threw me off.
Plain Jane was okay. She's starting to bore me with her fashion.
Yeah, because she was like, oh, it's campy. And I'm like, it's not campy. You're just a girl in a small green dress with a long braid. I was like, Rapunzel has nothing to do with flowers. Have you like, I mean, let's talk about the movie specifically, but like, that's Tangled.
Her dad did steal that lettuce though.
Lettuce?
In the original story, the reason why Rapunzel was stolen as a baby, not because her parents was like a king and queen that just got the Disney-fied version, but the mom was pregnant. She's like, I really want some fucking lettuce from my neighbor's yard. So dad's like, all right, I'll get the fucking lettuce. And he goes over and the witch like, ha-ha, it's me, a witch. Why do you want my lettuce? It's like, oh, we're trying to get a baby. Okay, you can have my lettuce if you give me the baby. And I don't know why fairy tale logic, the dad's like, well, my wife is barren and this is kind of a last-ditch effort. So sure, why not? Kind of, I don't know, a Pyrrhic victory, my man.
Why do you remember shit like this?
Then, because it was a wit. Oh, first grade, they made me watch this video so many times. Like, this guy drew it with chalk. Anyway, so, oh, also, yada yada yada, fast forward, the witch has a kid, the prince goes up, and then the witch like, bagabooey, bagabooey, and the prince falls, and his eyes go through the rose bush, and so the thorns in his eyes, so he's blind for a couple of days, and Rapunzel's like, I really like him, I'm gonna go down there and find him, and the witch like, well, I never said you were locked up in this tower, I guess. I just put you in the top floor and I guess you can go. So she goes, she finds him wandering around blind, cries in his eyes, he gets it back, and they live happily ever after.
What the fuck?
Yeah, the original story of Rapunzel, at least told by a white man with chalk. So there's some flowers, the lettuce, the rosebush.
Okay, sure.
No, I agree. There should have been more lettuce in the outfit.
And then Plasma, our star, our Mariah.
She's a Sosa Pariah.
I liked her runway look. I don't think it's the most unique look. I think we've seen this before, like, especially the silhouette. I like it on her. I like the idea of it. It was different. It was yellow and it had a lot of flowers on it.
Definitely looked expensive.
Yeah.
So overall, I really like this musical. The story was really coherent, and if you knew the musical was based off Sound of Music, you got a lot of Easter eggs, like, what do we do with a problem like Maria, and they did their own riff on Do, a deer, a female deer, and the whole, oh, we stole your spark plug from your car. Reminds me of that Family Guy joke where the nun's like, they're helping the Von Trapp family escape the Nazis, and the Nazis like, our car won't start, and then Family Guy's like, sister, I have sinned, I took his spark plug, well, I cut their brakes, and the third one, well, I decapitated Putin wanted him. Jesus Christ, sister, that went too far. Like, oh, they're Nazis. Get off my fucking back.
How do you know these things?
It's some undiagnosed problem I have.
Not undiagnosed.
So, like you said, the top three was plasma,
the fear,
and Q.
Which I guess.
And, you know, well, yeah, they deserve it, but, you know, plasma was gonna get the fucking win.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put anyone else above Q.
And the three bottoms were Morphine,
yeah, Maya,
and Megami, aka the three M's.
Wow.
I know. I guess people with M names just aren't good.
God. Hey.
So, it's okay, Morphine. We knew you wasn't gonna go home yet. You have drama to still in the next episode thinking you could be plasma. So, Maya and Megami, they lip sync to, what, is it called Lowers by Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
Okay.
You, like, not heard this song?
No, I didn't know what the full title was the I Can Buy Myself Flowers.
No, that's too long of a title.
Okay. And it's so funny hearing Megami say, you can't flip yourself out of this song, hunty. And Maya's like, you can't just stand there either, Megami. And she jumped like her life depended on it.
I still think Maya could have done that with the heels on. There's no reason why she couldn't be able to.
What would have hurt her ankle? She gotta jump on her toes, man.
No.
You think she could have done that slide with the shoes on?
That was stupid.
I liked it.
Why?
I thought it was funny. I haven't seen it before on the main stage. It was better than... I didn't like Megami being sad the entire time. She was giving only one face. And it's like, it's a song of liberation. It's a song saying, I don't need no man. I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah, that was strange when you pointed that out. It's like, because Megami's probably so pretentious that she doesn't listen to Miley Cyrus. Probably listens to, like, whatever indie band she's into.
Yeah, I'm into this indie band. You probably never heard of them. It's called Naruto Opening 16.
Silhouette.
Hey, good job.
Thank you.
By Kaboom.
I really like Bluebird.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You kind of shat on me when the song came up on the aux chord.
Oh, no. I mean, I like Silhouette the best. Obviously. Okay. Well, okay. I like Fighting Dream is the best.
And welcome to our anime podcast.
We talk about anime opening.
And Megami gets sent home and she's like, yeah, you know, I thought I would go further than this.
No, I thought you'd be gone by now. I'm still sad that Mirage and a mandatory meeting's gone.
I know.
And Amanda would have been great for Snatch Game, which is next week's episode.
I think you could be really funny with Amelia Earhart if you just like left at one point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, obviously, like, you leave and then you come back as like a ghost or something.
Oh, you
leave for one round and you come back as like a plane or something.
You just run off and you have one cameraman chase you as you just run off set.
Oh, it'd be funny if you leave, right? And you come back as another person. It's like Amelia Earhart just gone. Now I'm here.
Oh, that'd be clever.
But until next time, we'll snatch you later.